At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to How To Tuesday. We have Nick Davis from 239 Flies. He spools reels all the time. And a question that a lot of people have is, what is the best way to attach your fly line to your backing? And if you're not really a fly fisherman, the way it works is you have a fly line that's about 100 feet long, 110 feet on some fly lines, 80 feet on other fly lines. It's going to be somewhere around 100 feet long. You're going to have a leader on the front of that that's going to attach to your fly. You don't try to put the big, thick fly line through the eye of the hook, although some people do try to do that. So there's a leader on that end. But on the other end, in order to catch a 100-pound tarpon or a big snook or redfish, 100 feet of line is obviously not enough. So you have a much smaller diameter backing that's on the reel, and you may have several hundred yards of that. But there's a very crucial connection from the backing to the fly line, and that's what we're going to talk to Nick about right now. Nick, what's up, buddy?
Yo, not much, man. How's it going?
Going well. So you are an expert at putting backing to fly line because you do it all the time at your shop. So what is your preferred connection?
My preferred connection, honestly, well, first and foremost, if I could have Brian Butts, who just walked in the door, do it,
sure,
that would be my preferred way to do it. Like, Brian, can you do this? Because he can actually, like, fun fact, he can do this with his eyes closed.
Really? Let's see that. I don't know.
Yeah. That cost me a beer one night. That cost me a beer one night. But going back to how to do this. So you've got your backing on your reel, where if you purchase it from 239 Flies, more than likely it will have backing on there, unless you specify that you do not want backing on there. So it'll come with a Bimini twist on there, and I'll just whip up a quick Bimini twist for you. And this is how your reel will arrive, with just a big loop on the end of it. It'll be a lot prettier than the loop that I just tied, because we're just tying it for time purposes.
It's interesting that you say a big loop. Like, how long do you try to make that Bimini?
So this Bimini has just got to be long enough so that it can go over the spool of the fly line.
Yeah.
So
and that's exactly what I do too. I want it to be as small as possible. Because sometimes you can get the Bimini that will get pulled a little bit weird, and it can actually get caught around the tip of the fly rod or one of the snake guides as it's going through.
If it can go wrong in fly fishing,
exactly.
It will go
exactly.
wrong in fly fishing. So you want it as small as it could possibly be that it'll still fit the spool through it.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got this loop on the end of your backing now. Let's just say that the loop itself is about, we'll say 5 to 8 inches, somewhere in that ballpark.
Okay.
Most of these spools are around, 4 inches in diameter. So, that should work. So from there, you're going to take your loop. You're going to pull it tight, so it's on a bite. So both of these lines are, running through running parallel to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to take the leading end of this bite on the loop and stick it through the loop on the fly line, so that the loop on the fly line is, or I'm sorry, so that the backing is now running through the loop on the fly line. separate your loop a little bit, and then you're going to take the spool of the fly line, which has the spool with the fly line on it, and run it through the loop on the bimini twist twice. And what that does is when you pull it tight, you've got a cat's ball. Now, where you've got 3 points of contact or 2 points of contact on the loop of the fly line. You can run it
up close to the camera. So if you're not if you're watching this, you're seeing that what he's calling a cat's paw. If you're listening to this, the backing went through the loop of the fly line twice, so it forms kind of an interesting way that
you got an X
down
on there, basically. Yeah. If you see an X on there, you did it right. I'll tell you what, knowing full well that we sell things via video, I probably should have done this closer to the camera so you could see it. Okay. But so you got your welded loop on the end of your fly line. Let's take this loop on the bimini twist. Pull this into a bite. And then take the leading end and go through the loop on the fly line. So that's your fly line. There's your loop. And then take your fly line on your spool. And you are going to go through the bimini twist twice. And then pull it tight. And then just slide your backing down. You'll know you did it right when you've got an X on one side and the loop is coming out the bottom. Mm-hmm. And what this does is instead of digging into the fly line on each side of this, if you just went through there once, you've got it pulling in the loop together here and down out the bottom. So it's if you hook a big fish on this and you go to change this out, your backing isn't going to be dug through the casing on the fly line, mm-hmm. the coating on the fly line. It's mm-hmm. You're not going to cut your fly line with your braid when you hook a 10-pound bonefish on your 8-weight fly line.
Right. Got it. So. And the one thing that I could add to that is the mistake that some people will make is when the loops don't kind of do the handshake like that and the loop of the backing is kind of just onto the very tip of that loop. Like it's just kind of pulled around itself. I don't know. It's hard to describe exactly, but that's definitely a good way to go. All right. So there he is. So And that's it. Then you just reel the fly line onto the reel. You're good to go.
Reel the fly line onto your reel. You're good to go. You're going to do the same thing with the leader. You're going to run the leader. You're only going to run through once.
Right.
That thicker monofilament is a little bit easier than razor sharp micron backing.
Right. Got it. And so that is way easier than it used to be. Not even that long ago, most fly lines did not come with a welded loop on the end. In my recollection, Rio was one of the first companies that started doing that. And it was a really good idea, although it took many years for people to trust that. And the first thing that most people would do is snip that loop right off and then create mm-hmm. their own loop with, we used to use 20-pound Mason or 12-pound Mason, and then we would do a double, triple, or quadruple nail knot to make our own loop. And I was always under the impression that that was stronger than any welded loop. But obviously, the technology has gotten to where everyone is pretty confident with the welded loop. I'm sure you have some old-school guys that will snip that right off and
we got some nail knot tools that we'll be happy to sell them too. Remember when we were talking about in the podcast, like, it's 2020, let's get with the times.
As long as it's working and that's good and everybody has confidence in it. When it was first starting out, you would have some that would fail, or you'd go to change your fly line and the backing is dug into the fly line and it's somehow holding, but the loop has let go And you're like, yeah. Whoa, we got close to losing everything right there. But now with the welded loops, that's the way to go. So what about on the other end? What do you do on the other end typically?
I will run a tapered leader. Like if I'm fishing an 8-weight, I'll use a 20-pound tapered leader. 9 or a 10-weight, I'll do a 30-pound tapered leader. And then if 11 or 12-weight, I'll do a 40-pound tapered leader. And I'll run the tapered leader through the loop. Same deal. Like I'll one line through, then back through itself. So you're not doing a cat's ball with the tapered leader. You're only just doing it one time through. And then from there, I'll tie on either an 18-inch section of either 30 or 40-pound fluorocarbon, or 40 or 50-pound fluorocarbon, or 50 or 60-pound fluorocarbon bite tippet. So when you're all said and done, your leader is about 10 and a half feet. Mm-hmm. And that gets a loop knot to the fly.
Right on. All right, man. Good tip. Appreciate it. Nick Davis, 239 Flies. That's how to put your backing to your fly line very securely. And you're also able to change your fly lines
out. Change fly line.
Pretty quickly. Yeah,
you can change your fly lines out pretty easily.
All right.
Let's go intermediate sink tip.
Great. All right, Nick, thanks so much, man. That's it for today's show. And if you want to get in touch with Nick, look him up at 239 Flies on Instagram. You can find out how to have him rig up your reel if you want.
We'll just do it for yourself. You.
All right. That's it for How To Tuesday. See you.
Miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.